This is EJ Castor with my final international student spotlight. And with me, I have Harad Ahmed from Pakistan. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Madam EJ.
Harad, I understand your major is in chemical engineering.
Yes.
And why that major?
Actually, every child, it's his own decision to do whatever he wants in life. But to be true, this was not my own decision. I might be the first student interviewing that this is not my own decision because my father wanted me to do chemical engineering. I was really interested in mechanical engineering. The reason that my father wanted me to do chemical engineering is that in my country, a new type of scope is being developed. And it includes chemical engineering, petroleum engineering, and solar engineering as well. So my father said that, son, you should follow the thing that's going on right now in the world. I said, okay, Dad, I know he was going against my wishes, but no problem. So I agreed with my dad and accepted his option of my doing chemical engineering.
I think that's very admirable of you to go with your father's wishes, because it seems that your generation today, they're very much, no, I'm going to do whatever I want to do, although the parents are paying for the education.
Yes, exactly.
Do you think now that you're here at Florida Tech and you've been through a semester, do you think it's a good choice?
Absolutely. Since I'm getting already a fine grade in it, I'm getting an A along with the other subjects as well. I'm doing really good. I really loved my father's decision. I really even gave him prayers that, thank you, Dad, for letting me choose a future.
Now that you've talked about school here at Florida Tech, how has the semester been? What about the courses? What about the instructors?
American system. It's my first experience, to be true. I have followed the British system back in my country, back in Pakistan. So far, I'm loving the American institution, FIT, and I'm loving the American teachers as well. They're pretty nice, they're really good, and they're really helpful. It's going to be the end of the semester, and I thank my teacher for their kind support and everything that they've done for me so far.
What about your immersion into the American culture? You're from Pakistan, and that's an Islamic society. Has it been difficult to come into an American culture?
Well, yes, at times it had been difficult, but I tried to manage it. I am loving the American culture. Americans are good people. There has been some conspiracies about American people, but it's like seeing is believing. So whatever you see, then you believe. So when I came here, I saw the American people, I saw their lifestyle. I said, yes, they are human beings, they are good. It's just about religion, it's about culture, that's it. But I really take people as human beings, not that much as religion or culture.
It seems that's the case wherever you go. The more you get to know individuals, the more you understand that we are more alike than we are different, whether it's culture or whether it's religion, countries apart. When it comes down to the root of the issue, we are more alike than we are different. We all want happiness. We want our kids to have a good education. We want to have a good education. We want to be able to get along with one another.
Exactly. Then that's what I believe in, as you just said, that God created humans for some reason, not to destroy each other and kill each other. And God bless those people in France and in the city of Paris as well. Someone has to stop this. Someone must have to take a big step to put an end to this and bring peace to the world. Do something positive.
Well, Harad, I have very much enjoyed this discussion with you. I'm going to miss you as a student.
Thank you, Madam EJ. Me too.
This is EJ Castor. This has been my final Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. As the semester comes to an end and I take a job in Georgia, I thank you for supporting Public Radio 89.5 FM WFIT, broadcasting from the Florida Tech campus in Melbourne, Florida.